time in your life, people. God's hand is upon you. Whether you're in Pharaoh's court or whether you are in the wilderness. I realized that my first 21 years in Shingle House, Pennsylvania, and then down in Lock Haven training to be a coach, it was not in vain. I then realized that my teaching in Greenwood and then Rushford for the next 8 years, it wasn't in vain. It wasn't wasted. God was training me. So stop beating yourself up saying, well, it's wasted. No, it's not wasted. It's not wasted, not in the eyes of God. Even when you and I are rebellious and we don't do things God's way and he has to put us out in the wilderness, even then he's with us. And all the time that we're in the wilderness, what should you be crying out to God? Be merciful to me, God. Be merciful. Is my training over? And how do you know it's not over? Because you're still in the wilderness. Look at your purpose on your sheet. You know what? I purpose to acknowledge and accept whether my life has been spent in Egypt or in the wilderness or elsewhere. God has had a purpose in it, preparing me for my calling to serve him. Moses, he seemed to have the right motive in serving God, but he certainly didn't have the right motive, or excuse me, right method. He killed a man instead of letting God do the avenging. I want you to hear Moses later in life. Deuteronomy 32, 43, here's what he says about avenging. Rejoice, O ye nations, with this people, for he, that is God, will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. You know what Moses learned? Those 40 years, in these 40 years, you know what he learned? God's the avenger. I don't have to go and seek vengeance because God is the avenger. But for now, Moses, he's about to experience having the right motive, but using the wrong method. Pharaoh, he couldn't permit an Israelite to kill an Egyptian and get away with it. Even if he was Pharaoh's adopted son through his daughter. Couldn't happen. Most likely, Pharaoh feared such a tolerance would create anarchy in his nation. So therefore, he sought to put Moses to death. Thus Moses, we told, he flees for his life to Midian. To Midian. Let me ask you a question as we're getting ready to close here this morning. What's one way you can tell before you try a method, it's the wrong method? What's one thing that you can tell before whether your method is wrong or not? If it's forbidden in the Word, then it's not the right method. It's not the right method. All right. What's one way you can tell after you've tried a method that it was the wrong method? How do you know? Now, before you can tell that's the wrong method, because God says it's the wrong method. Okay, afterwards. Well, you can go back and say, well, God says it. That was true. But what are some other ways? Look what happens here. Look at verse 14. What did it cause Moses to do? You want to? I'll tell you one of the rule of thumbs how you know, man, I chose the wrong method, because it makes you fear. Oh, I'm afraid. Why are you afraid? I don't. Because you chose the wrong method. What's another one? Look at verse 15. What's another one? Yeah, there is fear. What's another one? You do what? He did what? He fled. He got out of there. He fled. Man, you want to know, you're ready to run. You're ready to run. Though your motive was right, have you recently responded with the wrong method? As in seeking to serve the Lord. Well, what do you need to do? Well, you need to confess. You need to ask God's forgiveness. How many of you really believe that God is seeking to refine your faith and patience in the very place where He presently has you? Now, if it was your choice, you wouldn't be there. But you know what? Do you realize that God is refining your faith? He's refining your patience. He's refining other attributes like love, compassion, humility, meekness, submission. Let's close with these purposes. You know what? I purpose to acknowledge and accept God is refining my faith and patience along with some other godly characteristics in the place where He presently has me. You cannot be content unless you believe and accept that. You cannot be content in the place where you're at unless you have acknowledged and accepted that truth right there. Some of you, because of your sinful methods, may be forced to leave your present environment, to spend some time in the desert. But I want you to remember, God's going to be with you and seeking to bring you to spiritual maturity where He can use you to serve Him. Every one of us in this room has made wrong decisions. Well, when you made that wrong decision, you find yourself running and fleeing. Stop beating yourself up. And acknowledge, you know what? Yeah, I made the wrong decision. Here I am. It may be jail. Here I am. All right. What are you going to do? You're going to look up. And you're going to say, okay, God, here I am. Feed me. Teach me. What qualities are you wanting to refine in me that I can be your useful vessel? Forty years before God would use him, he'd already given him a heart to do the work. You've heard of different individuals have a heart to do something, and it's not until years later that they actually do it. Your mindset has got to be, hey, I'm where I am because that's where God wants me. What do you want to teach me, God? Some of you may be in Pharaoh's court. Some of you may be in the desert. But none of you are out of the watchful eye of your God. His hand is on you. His hand is seeking to mold you into the vessel that he can use. Another purpose. You know what? I purpose to acknowledge and accept the fact that my sinful methods has caused me to spend some time in the desert. But knowing God is with me, I purpose to learn the spiritual lessons He wants me to learn so I can serve Him in a greater way. And then lastly, look at this purpose. Though Moses had the right motive, but he chose the wrong method, nevertheless, here's what you ought to purpose. Nevertheless, I purpose to respond with compassion, like Moses, and choose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Well, God has a lot to feed us this morning. Hopefully, I have not choked you. But take, if all you can take is a spoonful, then take one purpose, digest it, meditate upon it, muse on it, and then master it in your life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you for who you are. Lord, we look to you to continue that great work of preparing us to do the task that you've called us to do. Lord, help us to be mindful that our times have not been wasted, but they've been times of training, refining, purifying. Have we learned all we need to learn? Are we at just the process of the perfect place of spiritual maturity? No. But Lord, we know that that's your desire in our life. So we look to you and we ask of you, what quality are you seeking to refine us where we're at right now? Help us to learn it, and learn it quickly, so that we might move on. Now we just pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen.